Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:23, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 33 degrees outside our studio. We'll be having that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. So you stay tuned for that. But I can tell you, if you're leaving the house right now, the roads are a little slick, and there is ice on the cars. And that made me a little later than I anticipated, having to scrape the ice off before we could go anywhere. But you're listening to a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's begin with men's college basketball. Yesterday, Duke 87, Clemson 68. Tennessee 96, Georgia 50, Virginia 65, Florida State 50. Upset. Iowa State, unranked, defeated Kansas, who was ranked number 5, 77-60. And please excuse my scratchy fading voice. Still trying to battle a cold. Couldn't be here last week. Apologize for that. But we're here. I'm feeling a lot better, but still not 100%. So hang in there, folks. We'll do the best we can. Excuse me. Another upset. New Mexico, unranked, defeated Nevada, who's ranked number 6, 85-58. Gonzaga, 91. Santa Clara, 48. Michigan State, 86. Ohio State, 77. Virginia Tech, 77. Boston College, 66. Texas Tech, 63. Kansas State, 57. Upset. Unranked Alabama defeated Kentucky, ranked number 13, 77-75. And North Carolina, 85. Pitt, 60. And Oklahoma, 74. Oklahoma State, 64. And that's men's college basketball yesterday. In the ladies' side, Maryland 75, Ohio State 69, Gonzaga 88, Pacific 65, and Iowa State 82, Kansas 73. Only three games in the top 25 rankings for the ladies yesterday. And if you haven't heard, the UConn ladies basketball team lost their first game of the year. Their first game during a season, during the regular season, in 4 years, I believe. And they went down to Baylor and lost down there. Hadn't seen the team play this year at all. But I noticed that they seemed like they were, you know, a guard-oriented team playing four guards and a forward. And I said that could cause them trouble if they run into a bigger team like, who was so big last year, last couple of years? South Carolina, I believe it was, had some, you know, fairly big players all throughout their lineup. So, anyway, it was Baylor that did the job. No one goes undefeated forever. So, therefore, hey, hats off to Baylor University. UConn ladies, get back in there. Still a long season to go. 4:27 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday, here I say, from about 4 to 5 a.m. I want to apologize again for not being on the air last Sunday. Like I said, me and my wife are battling colds and have been under the weather. And so, therefore, I decided I would take last Sunday off. And so here I'm back, not 100%, but feeling a whole lot better than I did last week. Okay, let's take a little break, and we'll be right back with some more sports talk here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
My name's Frank. I'm the pedestrian you just passed back there. Yeah, you were going pretty fast. I don't even think you saw me. But it was partly my fault. I was on the cell phone too. It's actually funny because I drive sometimes myself, and I know how easy it is to get distracted with all those irresistible gadgets like dual zone heating systems and in-dash computers and satellite radio stations. I mean, what's so interesting about a pedestrian? Well, for one thing, I could pop out right in front of you when you least expect it, or I could be a kid chasing a dog. I could be in a hurry. Of course, I try to be safe. I use the crosswalks. I wait for the signal. I look both ways, and before I cross the street, I make eye contact to make sure you see me. But once in a while, either of us could make a mistake. So next time, let's, look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more on driver and pedestrian safety, visit AAOS.org.
Nice seatbelt, by the way.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:34, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Want to give you a little heads up in case you're just getting ready to go outside. Prepare to have to scrape the ice off your windshield unless you're indoors. See if you have a garage or something like that. A nice heated garage, you know, you just jump out there and but for rest of us poor folks, I got up this morning and had to scrape ice, even though I was running late, but still, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to be safe. Can't see those pedestrians if you got ice all over your windshield and side mirrors and everything else. Okay, let's get back to talking sports here. Again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, where are we going next? Let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday. The Flames 3 and the Flyers 2. That was an overtime game. The Wild 4 and the Senators 3. The Bruins 2 and the Sabres 1. The Maple Leafs 5 and the Canucks zip. The Predators 4 and the Canadiens 1. The Blue Jackets 4 and the Panthers 3. That was an overtime game. The Islanders 4 and the Blues 3. The Kings 4 and the Oilers zip. And the Sharks 5 and the Lightning 2. In that Bruins-Sabres game, Chris Wagner got his fifth goal of the year at 10 minutes of the first period with assist from Noel Asiari. Bruins 1 and the Sabres zip. Second period, they had 2 minutes of the second period. David Backes got his fourth goal of the year unassisted. Bruins 2. And the Flyers zip. And the Sabres zip. And it wasn't until 17:22 of the third period when Rasmus Ristolainen got his fifth goal of the year, also unassisted. Final score, Bruins 2 and the Sabres 1. Ullmark had 39 saves for the Sabres. Rask had 31 saves for the Bruins. And the Bruins have been on a hot streak, if I can recall. I guess this is, what, their third or fourth win in a row. And moving up in the standings. Let me see if I can find the standings here somewhere. Here we are. Don't mind all the paper rattling. It's better than saber rattling, I guess. I thought that was funny. Let's see. Yes. What do we have here? The Bruins have 52 points. The Toronto Maple Leafs also won yesterday. And they gave them 56 points. The Bruins trailed them by 4. Tampa Bay, the Lightning, the Lightning lost. So the Bruins gained 2 points. They are now, Tampa Bay has 66 points. The Bruins have 52. That makes them 14 points behind Tampa Bay. In the Metropolitan Division, Washington and Pittsburgh were in a flat-footed tie. Columbus and the New York Islanders followed. West, Winnipeg. Just heard some noise outside the window. Don't know what that was all about. Out West, Winnipeg had a 1-point lead over Nashville going into yesterday's game. Hey, close races. Also out in the Pacific, Calgary had 2 up on Vegas. Vegas is sticking out to a slow start after their whirlwind start last year, but they're right back up there. Very good team. So a lot of players, a lot of teams gave us some really good players to stock Vegas last year, and they're continuing. The Bruins, excuse me, a little like the Celtics, I think, have a lot of new faces, young faces, and seem to be steadily improving after a slow start. So it's a case of, you know, let's get ourselves together, let's get to know who we are, be able to call each other by our first name, and see if we can go out there and play some good hockey. And so far, they seem to be improving, moving steadily up the line. Okay, since we talked about the Celtics, let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Nuggets 123 and the Hornets 110. The Jazz 110 and the Pistons 105. 76ers 106 and the Mavericks 100. Pelicans 133 and the Cavaliers 98. Raptors 123 and the Bucks 116. Spurs 108 and the Grizzlies 88. Trailblazers 110 and the Rockets 101. And the Warriors 127 and the Kings 123. So Toronto has gained a half a game on the Celtics. They are now 29-12, 4.5 games ahead of the Celtics. And Philadelphia 26-14, 2.5 games behind Toronto. And game and a half ahead of the Celtics, followed by Brooklyn and New York. In the Central Division, Milwaukee, the Bucks went down. They're 27-11. Followed by Indiana. The Pacers did not play yesterday. So the Pacers are 2 games. No, Pacers gained a half a game. They're 1 game back. Followed by Detroit, Chicago, and Cleveland. In the Southeast, it's the Miami Heat. Surprisingly, I didn't think much about Miami going into this season. Miami, the Heat, they are 18-18. The Charlotte Hornets, they lost yesterday, so they fell a game behind. They're 18-20. Then there's Orlando, Washington, and Atlanta. In the Western Conference, Golden State been having their problems, but they won yesterday. They're 26-14. Ever since the Green Durant situation, they've had problems. I don't know if that's because of it, but anyway, they won yesterday, 26-14. Followed by the LA Clippers, who did not play, so the Clippers lost the game. They're 3.5 game, half a game. Lakers, surprisingly, even without LeBron, are in third place, followed by the Sacramento Kings, who lost, making them 19-20. And we hope that they lose a whole lot of more games. Southwest, Houston. Everybody was proclaiming Houston based upon how they were able to sneak one out over Golden State. And Harden was having 40-point games like you would not believe. But anyway, Houston is in first place, even though they lost. Did the Spurs play again? Yep, the Spurs. Ha ha. Houston 22-16. The Spurs 23-17. I believe the Spurs are a half a game behind. they are followed by Memphis, Dallas, and New Orleans. In the Southwest is Denver. The Nuggets are doing really well. Denver Nuggets, they won yesterday again. They're 26-11. And as far as I know, Isaiah Thomas has not come back yet. He's still on the injured list, recovering from that hip surgery. And we'll see how good they're going to be if they can continue. Oklahoma City follows Portland, Utah, and Minnesota bring up the rear. It's 4:44 here on WMSO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here on another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
For the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. Millions of Americans turn to alternative treatments in hopes of improving their health, but some herbal supplements and surgery don't mix. For instance, traditional blood-thinning drugs help prevent dangerous blood clots from forming after surgery, but herbal supplements such as ginkgo biloba, garlic, ginseng, and ginger can also thin the blood. Taking any of these supplements with a blood-thinning drug can lead to spontaneous bleeding. Some surgical patients need to take medicine to keep their blood pressure down, but Golden Seal can increase blood pressure. And echinacea is tough on the liver, so if a patient needs to take a painkiller like acetaminophen, which can also be hard on the liver, this can cause serious problems. If you know surgery may be in your future, talk with your surgeon about any and all herbal supplements you're using. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:50, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Football League. At the close of, like I said, I apologize for not being here last week. Like I said, we're a little under the weather and feeling a lot better, but still not 100%. But still, figure I could get in here and do my shift regardless. Anyway, the season, regular season ended last week. And I was in first place with 160 wins, 94 losses. Scott was in second place, 157 wins, 97 losses. Bill was in third place, 150 wins, 104 losses. Kenny was in fourth place, 144 and 110. And Kyle was bringing up the rear, 141 and 113. So, going into the wild card weekend, I didn't do so good yesterday. Colts 21, Texans 7, and I had the Texans. Cowboys 24, and the Seahawks 22, and I had the Seahawks. So there you go, I'm two down. Only person that can really catch me is Scott, so I don't know what his picks were. He did send them to me, but I just did not jot them down, so therefore I can't tell you. But hey, they got a way to go to catch me, so we'll see what happens with today's games. Today's games, I got the Ravens over the Chargers. And I do have Scott's picks. Scott picked the Colts, so he went up on me there, but he went with the Seahawks also, so we split there. So you only gained one game on me. He got the Ravens, I got the Ravens, and I got the Bears over the Eagles, he got the Bears over the Eagles. So we'll see what happens from this point on, and we'll be interesting to see who the Patriots play next week. Everybody was oohing and eyeing over how well the defense played last, Patriots defense played last week, and how good Brady looked passing, and the knee was not an issue, and this, that, and the other. You know, hey, these guys, you know, they bug me a bit because, you know, they go overboard trying to come up with a story where there is no story, perhaps. But anyway, Patriots handled the Jets very easily. Dorsett, Hogan, Edelman, and some guy picked on the running game because Michelle didn't get a... Well, they were featuring the pass. And when they ran with Burkhead and Michelle and White occasionally. And so, therefore, they weren't going to be big numbers, you know, unless somebody broke one. And, you know, the offensive line did a great job. I think Brady only got sacked once. So, I mean, come on. I was saying all along, if we can stay healthy, get some people back. Losing Gordon has been, well, you know, it's been, you know, Gordon came in and picked up so well and was doing so well. Losing somebody like that is really gonna hurt. And then Patterson went down. I don't know what his status is going to be for next week. Hopefully, he'll be back. He has a knee situation. But anyway, we'll see what happens and who they play. So we'll see if we can pick up from where we left off and how far ahead we can go. Okay, 4:54 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. It's the Sunday, January the 6th, 2019 edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's back up a little bit. We talked NBA, but we didn't talk much Celtics. I guess the big thing out of the last two Celtics games is the fact that with a number of injuries, Marcus Morris out with a neck injury, Kyrie Irving out after getting hit in the across the eyes, crashed across the eyes in a game. He missed two games in a row. Baines has been out. Williams has been out, and so we were missing a lot of big men and some scoring power. But the thing is, Gordon Hayward seems like he's been rounding into form. He had a double-double, almost got a triple-double his last game and against the Mavericks. And before that, he got 35 points against the Timberwolves. Hey, that's the Gordon Hayward that we paid the big bucks to. And that's the Gordon Hayward that we're going to need if we're going to proceed further. We have a good shot of moving up in the standings by the time, on or before the All-Star break, because we have a fairly good schedule. Not easy teams, but a lot of games at home with days off in between. And so, therefore, we'll see if we can progress beyond where we were at this point. And if we get everybody back healthy, that's the main thing, too. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're going to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Coming your way, we have a program. We're going to be featuring, talk a little bit Sounds of Praise on The Brown Perspective on Sports. I guess we can. I host both programs. Why not? on the upcoming editions of Sounds of Praise, we're going to be featuring new music, top hits, and more of my all-time favorites. The week I was out, I had a chance to look at some of the great music that came on the scene, moved off the scene because they were no longer top hits as far as purchases are concerned, but still great music. So we're going to feature a lot of old stuff. Not old, but some old stuff too. Matter of fact, I came across some vinyl music that see if we can get into playing shape and bring to the program. Okay, so until next Sunday, it's yours, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. or thereabouts. And we do it all over again here on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Now I invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.